Advice for growing up. Don't let adults make you bored. Above all, as with most other things, you are not going to like this. You have to become a great being in life. Everything you do will have to be grand, noble, dignified, authentic, and genius. And where you fail, you will have to rise by putting in that much more effort. While you can quickly understand that the choices you make dictate the life ahead of you, what will be hard to understand is that you have an intellectual inheritance waiting for you. It is an intellectual emergency. You are getting bored because you did not hear your books. Mostly, the books are just life-changing top sellers published since the day you were born. You can see how listening, and perhaps even more importantly, re-listening to them, will help you get a grasp on the world and really catch up. Roughly, you need to listen to 100 books to get started, and as fast as you can, a book or two a day. Again, this is an intellectual emergency. Adventure books, science popularizer books, and books about history of philosophy are the big ones. But fiction is often life-changing as well. I loved listening to Twilight while jogging at night. I always saw the sparkling vampires as poetry, a mix of allegories. The books were awesome. Team Bella, of course. But I think the most memorable ones are the adventure books. I will never touch a freaking jellyfish in my life, and probably just smack the next mountain climber I come across. What the heck are they thinking? Again, I just want to explain that boredom comes from lack of wise books. And if you try to escape the adult command and do something that you think is right, you are extremely likely to fail, especially when you think you have a way out. Only books can help you, because you need entire lifetimes of wisdom from many people. Please, just go to the library and start with the audiobooks that fascinate you the most first. Books fix 99% of all your problems. And that final 1% is where it gets really interesting. And the way I present it here is super weird because it's sorted by complexity, perhaps even sequence. 1. You need to get walking, learn survival skills, start hiking, and learn camping. At the very least, you need to spend 2 months of every year in the freaking woods or in the middle of some adventure. Your work or city life year should only last 10 months. Actual life balance requires 6 months of adventuring or more. Without it, you just become a burned-out adult. And yes, once you get into walking, you need to begin thinking about lifting. Because human beings are meant to be athletes. We are animals, or stuck in animal bodies. And that just means that we need a balanced musculature, and plenty of activity. Bodybuilding, if you are curious, is just aerobics with progressively heavier weights. You always keep moving for an hour or more, but whenever you adapt, you add more dumbbell weight, which will slow you down, and you kind of restart the process anew. It is the duration that builds muscle. The weight comes second. But you must never sit, and always aim to dance and move. You need to twist and turn. That's how you really stay fit. And you are not going to believe what is number 3. This is going to sound super crazy. You need a used wall projector or office projector. I got mine for $10 or $15. And then you project it on a large canvas or a board covered with white paint or gesso and become a painter. Start with animal portraits and then move to people, your friends first. Please learn how to mix paint. It takes a long time, and you must take it seriously because it makes art beautiful. At first, just focus on using shades of brown, just like the classical masters, which is the painting equivalent of black and white. And don't call it studying tone. That's not what it is. You call it art. And then, very gently, apply transparent paint to give your tone a gentle hint of color. If you don't approach mixing and color with respect, it will destroy you. Art is very important. And then, when you become well-read, go on adventures, and live a healthy life, painting your friends and having a little business on the side. You need a plan for the future. Don't listen too much to good advice. Becoming a lawyer just became a very bad investment because of artificial intelligence. It is more powerful than people allow themselves to think, and it is already learning on its own, with predictions of becoming self-aware, or something like it, in a few years. The meta career that is above all other careers is programming. Yep. I always present it as one of the things that a person can choose, but it is actually the only thing, because all the other alternatives drop you into hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt. What is even more stunning is that AI can help you figure things out real quick. Learn programming, then go to school and study art and programming. This way, you win your battles before meeting the enemy, so to speak. Use your brain, feet, muscle, eyes, and finally genius. You see, there is no time for boredom in life. Your ultimate aim is to grow all the way up and become a great and independent being.